Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, August the 7th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today. You've shown us so many things that are happening around us, and we are grateful that you have warned us in advance. We place ourselves in your care today, asking that you would continue to guide us, that our lives might reflect your direction in every way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, today I'd like to share some articles with you, or some items that are found on the Spectrum website. You're probably acquainted with that website. And the first article is published on January the 2nd, 2019. Now, the writer of this article is Pam Dietrich, D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. As I said before, it's the Spectrum website. The article is published on January the 2nd, 2019. And the title of the article is Chinese Authorities Increase Persecution of Christians. The title again, Chinese Authorities Increase Persecution of Christians. Here's the article. In this week's roundup, Chinese authorities have increased the persecution of Christians. An Adventist university in Uganda narrows restrictions on women's dress code, and members of Maryland Adventist Church pray and sign petitions asking Trump to end government shutdown. And the High Court of Zimbabwe has reversed the dismissal of an Adventist high school headmaster. Now, that is a synopsis of all of the articles that are in this one Spectrum. First, the Chinese authorities increase persecution of Christians. Let's take a look at that. In July of this year, Chinese authorities launched a nationwide campaign to stop the distribution of Christian newspaper, Spring Rain News, and to confiscate all copies in circulation of the Spring Rain News, a spiritual newspaper founded by the Seventh-day Adventist Church in October 2014. It's published informally as an internal church publication. According to believers, the recent harassment by the authorities has led the church to stop distribution. Local sources suggest an even more concerning development. Authorities are using subscriber lists of this publication to harass and arrest Christians in multiple provinces simply for subscribing to the newspaper. Now, of course, the name of the newspaper is the Spring Rain News. They've been doing this since October 2014. They've been spreading it across the nation since October 2014. And now the authorities are rounding up people and stopping the circulation of it. Continuing. The case of elderly Christian Liu Ailing of Weinan City in the northwestern province of Xinjiang illustrates this disturbing trend. In July, three plainclothes officers stormed into Liu's home, claiming to be police officers from the Municipal Public Security Bureau. Officers questioned the elderly woman about the subscription list and delivery operations of the Spring Rain News and about her own belief in God. Only then did Liu realize that she had been targeted by the police because she subscribed to the Christian newspaper. Many believers in other cities who subscribe to Spring Rain News reported being searched and interrogated by the police. Further investigation revealed that a Seventh-day Adventist pastor and three church elders who were in charge of publishing Spring Rain News were arrested in early July, and all of their property was confiscated. This was the second arrest for the pastor. Years before, he had been arrested and sentenced to 7 years in prison. Now, I want to remind you what I'm reading from here. I'm reading January 2019. This is not 2020. This is 2019. And this is in China. And the paper that they've been spreading, they've been publishing since the year 2014. But all of a sudden, it has come to the notice of the authorities. And what they have done is they have not only stopped the publication of it, but they have arrested one of the pastors and some of the elders, three church elders, and they have confiscated their property. All right, continuing. According to the New York Times, in early December, the police shut down the Early Rain Covenant Church in the southwest city of Chengdu as part of what activists said is the most severe crackdown on Christianity in more than a decade. The police confiscated Bibles, shuttered a school and seminary run by the church, and detained Early Rain pastors on charges of inciting subversion, punishable in serious cases with at least 5 years in prison. On Christmas Eve, Balo Gu, a 31-year-old rice seller, went to the only safe place to worship that he knew, a friend's home, where he recited hymns and prayed for the 24 Early Rain members who are in detention. Fearing that he and his friends might be arrested, Gu used encrypted chat apps to share information about surveillance and harassment by the police. "We will not forfeit our faith because of suppression by the authorities," Gu said. As millions around the world gathered to celebrate Christmas, China is capping a year in which the government of President Xi Jinping has led an unrelenting campaign against unofficial churches in China, which, by some estimates, serve as many as 30 million people. From bitter winter, Christian books banned, subscribers arrested, and from Redland Daily Facts, China is cracking down on Christian churches. And the faithful are also declaring, "We will not forfeit our faith." So that's one item. And of course, that item, you will find it in the spectrum. Chinese authorities increase persecution of Christians. And as I said before, the article was published back on January the 2nd, 2019. Well, here's another part of that article, another element to the article. Bergama University narrows restrictions on women's dress code. Now, Bergama University is a Seventh-day Adventist institution. Here's that article. Bergama University, a Seventh-day Adventist institution in Uganda, issued an official notice that places a ban on the use of jewelry, makeup, miniskirts, sleeveless, open tops, colored nail varnish, and trousers by female students in the university. The university says this is its way of enforcing moral culture among students. The notice reads that no student would be allowed back into school next semester if she does not adhere to the instructions. Speaking on the ban, George Matwugasi, the university dean of students, said no students should come back with the above mentioned next semester. Culprits will face university disciplinary committee for serious action. And of course, that is also published in the university newspaper under the heading "Ugandan University Bans Use of Makeup, Jewelry, Trousers, etc., etc." Another heading in that same item is Zimbabwe High Court reverses Sulusi Adventist High School headmaster's dismissal. Let me read that for you again. Zimbabwe High Court reverses Sulusi Adventist High School headmaster's dismissal. Here's that article. The High Court in Zimbabwe has nullified a decision by the Seventh-day Adventist Church to fire the headmaster in Sulusi Adventist High School for allegedly failing to run the school. The school is run by the SDA Church. However, it is one of the government's assisted schools with an undefined partnership between churches and the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in the government. A letter from the leader to the SDA South Zimbabwe Conference Education Department told headmaster Famkon Shumushi to vacate office and surrender all school property to his deputy in May this year. Aggrieved by the church's decision to terminate his contract of employment, Tushma, through his lawyer, filed an urgent chamber application at the High Court, citing Navuli and Paul Mavimo, SDA and primary and secondary education minister as respondents. Baloyo High Court Judge Justice Maxwell Kakuva ruled that Tamusha's dismissal was unlawful and blocked it from interfering with his duties. The judge said Tamusha, by virtue of being a civil servant, can only be dismissed by redeployed or redeployed by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in consultation with the Public Service Commission. He said the SDA Church had no right to terminate his employment, arguing that its actions were in violation of the Education Act and the Public Service Commission, from Nahabo Radio. So this institution, this Adventist institution in Zimbabwe, tried to fire a teacher and took him to court, and they gave him back his position. Now, it's rather interesting, these articles, and I just wanted to show you some of the things that are happening in the rest of the world. You know, sometimes we get accustomed to thinking that everything is going to be fine and that there are no problems. And this is just a piece of the picture. There are so many other things that are happening in Ukraine, in Russia, in Mexico, in Brazil, in all parts of the world where the church is concerned. But I want you to understand that what you see happening here is just the introduction. As a matter of fact, as Matthew would put it, it is the beginning of sorrows. And this will become global in its whole context. When the church, when that school, when that university tries to sort of put in place its dress standards, I am sure that they're going to discover that there's going to be quite a work against them in putting that into place. And I'm not sure about what the reason was for this particular teacher or administrator being taken apart or losing his job. But ultimately, you know that the government stepped in and said that they don't have the authority to do that. They have no right to do that. And if he's going to be replaced at all, then he needs to be replaced by the government itself. All right, there's another article in the Spectrum, and this one was published on May the 29th, 2019. And it's also written by Pam Dietrich, D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. And the title of this article is 12 Chinese Adventists Sentenced to Prison. 12 Chinese Adventists Sentenced to Prison. Here it is. In late January, the People's Court of Gong Anti County, under the jurisdiction of the Jixu City in central China's Hubei province, held a hearing for 12 arrested members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Pastor Zhu Zongkai and 11 church co-workers were accused of illegal business operations for printing sermons and other faith-related materials, a collection of sermons, the Book of Revelation and the Book of Daniel, and distributing them to the congregation. Pastor Zhu was sentenced to 5 years, Elder E. Alu to 4 years, and 9 co-workers from 1 to 3.5 years in prison. Now notice why they've been sentenced. Them collecting sermons, and handing out sermons in the Book of Revelation and the Book of Daniel, etc., etc. All right? Even though the Seventh-day Adventist Church joined the government-approved Three Self Patriarchate Movement in 1950, only a few of its churches and meeting venue in Hubei have religious activity venue registration certificates. In other words, in order for them to worship, they have to have certificates, and they have to have the approval of the government. Also, the 2 Chinese Christian councils do not approve the official publication of the church's materials or books. Now, that's interesting. So you have to get that kind of permission to print books and to hand out books. Without the government's issued permission, the church could only release self-made publications for members of the congregation. And this is precisely what the pastor and the co-workers had done. Pastor Zhu, defense lawyer, said that illegal business operations would mean that the publication and distribution of religious materials had been done in pursuit of illegal gains or money, or they had harmed social order and disrupted the market. But they did nothing of the kind. the collection of sermons and other publications consists of the church's material distributed within the church, he said. Moreover, only small amounts of money were collected to cover printing and transportation expenses without any intent to seek illegal gains. A church co-worker who requested anonymity told Bitter Winter that the court ruling is unjust for many reasons. All of the books are not for sale. They're not violating any copyright laws and do not infringe on others' rights. The believer added that it is only after repeated requests from members of the congregation that Pastor Zhu finally printed a collection of his sermons. According to the co-worker, this was not the first time Pastor Zhu was sentenced to prison. In July 2011, People's Court of Shanggu District in Dalian City in northeast China sentenced him to 9 years, charging that he had an illegal business operation for printing the Bible. He served his sentence in prison in Dalian. His sentence was later commuted, and he was released on September the 3rd, 2017. The crackdown on religious materials in China is intensifying as part of the CCP's ongoing operation to eradicate pornography and illegal publications. Now that's interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Now you notice now what we're seeing here, that there are these things going on in China. Now when you turn on the news and you're listening to what is happening in China, or you're listening to the tariffs, the tariff war between America and China, and all of the economic growth or lack of growth that is taking place in that part of the world, it doesn't include what is happening with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now notice, there are other churches that are allowed to function. All right. But notice that in this part of the world, your brothers and sisters are having some problems. And as I said before, it's not just China. It's in Russia. It's in Ukraine. It's in different parts of the world. It's in certain parts of certain parts of Africa also, as we read about there in Zimbabwe. All of this has been foretold, and we should not be surprised in the least about the direction in which we're heading. And you and I need to understand that this is the beginning of sorrows, but it is also an introduction to what is going to come down the pike and how you're going to be dealt with because you keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. And notice what is happening in China here. They're trying to prevent people from handing out materials. And the materials are not even expensive. The idea of handing it out is not to make money, although they're being accused of having a private business. But actually, it is an attempt to cut off access to the truth for those who are in need of the truth and wanting to hear that truth. We've been warned of this. And as I said before, this is going to spread as time progresses. And you and I need to be ready for this. Satan understands what he needs to accomplish. And I think he already knows that he has lost the battle. But it doesn't matter to him that he's lost the battle. He's going to do everything he knows how to do to take down as many of God's people as he possibly can. His primary objective is to deceive God's people so that he gets them to believe the lies that he wants to propagate. But if he cannot accomplish that, then he is going to push for some persecution. Now God has promised that he's going to place some angels to hold the four winds so that those who need to hear the truth might turn from their pathway and turn to the truth and be drawn towards an understanding of what God really wants them to do. And so that's what we're seeing happening now. You and I need to understand that everything that we're seeing happening here is an introduction to all of what God has said. And what is really impressive is the accuracy of God's word. And let me say that again. What is really impressive here is the accuracy of God's word. No doubt, no how. Everything that he has said, everything that he has told us is coming to pass. And all that you will find in the great controversy, in those final chapters especially, the impending conflict, God's people delivered. The detail is going to be so amazing that for all of you who have thought that this is something you could ignore, will ultimately find yourselves like the five foolish virgins, too late to accept that which you ought to have accepted such a long time ago. I'd suggest that you take what is happening in these articles that we're talking about here today as a warning as to what is coming down the pike. And the question is, are you ready to deal with it? Are you ready to stand with God and for him? Have you given him your all and said, Lord, I'd follow you regardless of what kind of pressures I encounter? Is that your position? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to warn us in advance. And we thank you that you keep demonstrating to us all that is happening around us so that we might see what is needed from us. Please, Lord, give us the strength that is necessary so that we might stand with you and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, August the 7th, 2020.